Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs. Plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. Level 3 has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the Pencil Bar's awesome, some people to bust up, and everybody else in between. So we've got, there's no NBA for, I don't know how many days these guys need off. Like, if you actually think about it, they didn't even try in the All-Star game. So you guys didn't try, but well, now you need, like, another week off? Like, after not trying over the weekend? Okay. All right, I guess. It is what it is. So we're focusing in on college basketball, but the college football playoff format was announced earlier in the day, today. So there's been a lot of talk about, you know, expanding the college football playoff. So they did it. We're going to 12 teams, and they had to readjust the format. The format was going to be 6 conference champions, like the 5 Power 5 conference champions. And then one of the other ones, like, all right, Mountain West or American Athletic or something, whoever the best one was, they would have been in as well automatically. But with the Pac-12 not existing anymore, they had to redo it. So they've come up with a 5-7 format, which I don't have a problem with it. For the record, I wasn't asking for a 12-team playoff in the first place. Because once you get into a 12-team, nothing's going to change. Now people are just going to complain. Well, it should be 16. Well, it should be 24. So just get it over with and make it a freaking 24-team tournament to 32 teams or whatnot. I would go 24. Like, honestly, it's, you know, college football, it's always about the top 25. So just have it like that. You know what I mean? The top 24 and one or something. I don't know. But whatever. And it doesn't matter. Every couple of years, they'll change it, right? So, you know, they used to not have any format. It used to just be votes. And then they were like, well, we can't just have people voting on this. Shout out to everybody joining us on SiriusXM. They couldn't just I can't just have people voting on this. So then they came up with the computer, the BCS. And then people really hated that at first. They were like, this is the stupidest idea ever. We're going to have computers deciding. And then the BCS was actually good. And then they were like, all right, let's do away with the BCS and let's do the college football playoff with this 14 stuff. It's hard to believe it's been 10 years of this. But like I said, it'll change again. It'll always expand. But so what it's going to be next year, though, is under the 12-team playoff format that begins this fall, the 4 highest-rated conference champions will be seeded 1-4 according to the rankings. And they're all going to receive a first-round bye. So, essentially, they're still going to play the same amount of games, the top 4 teams. Everybody else will have to play the extra games. Teams will be seeded 5-12, will play each other in the first round on the home field of the higher-ranked team. And so, basically, we're going to have the Big Ten winner, the SEC winner, the ACC winner, and the Big 12 winner are all automatically going to be in the college football playoff. And then whatever conference champion of the other ones, like the Mountain West or the American Athletic or whatnot, they're going to be the fifth team in. And then the other ones will be wild cards. But it's essentially going to be the college football playoff rankings as we know it now. Right? So you win your conference, you're in, essentially. You win your conference, you're in. And then after, there's going to be seven spots available for non-conference winners, which be careful what you wish for, because people thought and wanted and somehow thought that expanding the college football playoff is going to open up the door for everybody and stuff, when it really isn't. It's going to open up the door for more Big Ten teams and more SEC teams, which was the end goal, right? I mean, newsflash, the Big Ten and the SEC are running college football right now. And there's even going to be a power grab. Like, basically, the SEC used to be like the head mafia boss of college football, and the Big Ten was like the, you know, the Lieutenant Don type thing. Now it's almost becoming like, listen, the Big Ten is more powerful, but, and I'll tell you what, right now, the Big Ten and the SEC, they're going to merge eventually. Right, they'll make a super league where it'll be like the SEC is like the NFC and the Big Ten is the AFC, and then they'll play each other. And you know what I'm saying? Like that's the route that we're taking here. But whatever. You know what's going to be wild though is the college football playoffs next year. The semifinals are going to be the same weekend as the NFL wild card next year. So that's going to be a crazy-ass weekend of football. They're going to have, like, what, six wild card games? Six, what they do, the 3-3, whatever. Or they split it up, right, with the Monday, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have all these wild card games, and you're going to have the college football playoffs rolling on, too. So there's going to be more football, more games to bet on. Ultimately, you know, it's not like the NCAA tournament, all right? So, long story short, now you're just going to get more teams. Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morexian. The best place for hustlers, the people of Buster, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. We've got a big-time college basketball game going on in the Bay right now. St. Mary's are up a five spot on the Dons at the half. It's 30-25. I've got the over 132.5 in this game. So I'm not exactly ecstatic about this low score, but it's not that low that it's impossible for us to get there. As far as the number is concerned, it's 7.5 right now. Now, they closed at 8, 8.5, depending on your book. So it's 7.5 now. San Francisco have been hanging around for the most part, and then St. Mary's went on a little bit of a run late in the first half. I think that St. Mary's are eventually going to pull away in this game. You know, like, I look at, you know, it's 7.5 right now. They're up by 5, so they got to win the second half by 3 points. I think they will. I think they're the better team. San Francisco are a good team, but I think St. Mary's in the second half will eventually pull away in this game. So let's lay the 7.5 for some late-night action, baby. Let's roll. And speaking of action, Major League Baseball spring training, exhibition baseball set to begin. And I don't look at exhibition baseball the same way as preseason NFL football, in which, you know, we will bet sizable units on a game if we have an angle. Major League Baseball in the exhibition, Cactus League and Grapefruit League, it's unpredictable. Just because a team is starting their quote-unquote starters doesn't mean they're going to win, doesn't mean they're going to be in the lineup very long. And I think when we'll get into this tomorrow night, actually, because it starts on Thursday, but identifying hot teams, right? Just ride the hot hand when it comes to Major League Baseball exhibition betting and fade the cold teams. It's as simple as that, right? It's not like, oh, the Dodgers are going to win for sure. No, the Dodgers don't care if they win a spring training game or not. Right? So, and in fact, good teams are good to fade. Rick Saratella steps up and in. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Scrubbed the Chicago Bears from his social media accounts, and the odds makers took note, man. And, you know, it's amazing watching the betting markets, Rick, flip around. One report about Mike Tomlin being a fan of Justin Fields moved the odds. Justin Fields scratches the Bears from his social media accounts, moves the odds as far as the Bears making a trade. It's going to be a fascinating couple of months, bro.
Hey, but my gut tells me the Bears have kind of given an inkling that Justin Fields will not be back. They will be moving on to Caleb Williams. And you move from one diva onto the next diva and hope that you swing for the fences and hit a home run this time.
Last night, Justin Fields was plus 250 to still be on the Chicago Bears, which I thought was ridiculous. And I tell people, this is why we talk about this stuff, guys, every night. And I give you the updated odds. It's a stock market. So when you hear me talking on Monday about something, a plus 300 or something, it doesn't mean that that's like it's set in stone. It's not a point spread. This stuff is going to change, and it's amazing how fluid the market is already. So the favorites to land Justin Fields right now, the actual bet is what team will Justin Fields be on in September. The Atlanta Falcons are the favorites right now at plus 100. The Steelers were the favorites yesterday. I'm just not buying this Steeler talk. It doesn't seem like that's sort of a Steeler move. I'm not sure they're really ready to throw Kenny Pickett under the bus yet. Let me ask you, would you move on from Kenny Pickett? Have you seen enough of Kenny Pickett as a starting quarterback of the Steelers to know that he's not the guy?
Well, I don't know if you want to move on, Gabe, but I think I've seen enough to know that I want to bring in some competition. Now, my understanding is that the debate is between Kenny Pickett or Mason Rudolph. I don't think
they're
that's
insane. For the record, I've heard the Steelers, and it's weird because the Steelers, you think of them as a functional organization, but supposedly, Rick, the Steelers, they're completely split. There's all kinds of different camps. And I'm not in the room, but from what I understand, the Rooneys aren't ready to give up on Pickett. They think, well, we just drafted the kid, and you know what I mean? He got hurt. He hasn't really got a full chance yet. I think Tomlin is basically, bro, we got to get Justin Fields, or we got to do something, because I'm dying out here, right? I think that's Tomlin's take. And I think the GM is sort of, Mason Rudolph played pretty well, and, he looked pretty good. He doesn't cost a lot of money. I think they're nuts. I'm with Team Tomlin here. I think they need a new quarterback.
Yeah, and I think this is the dilemma that half of the NFL is in, where you have a capable quarterback, like he can keep you in ball games, but Mason
Rudolph, he's not terrible, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm not going to bed like having dreams of Kenny Pickett hoisting a Vince Lombardi trophy, right? So, you know, so like, no. I want to bring in some.
That's the point. Is it not what it's all about? You're right, Rick. That's the whole thing. It's like, I don't know, man. You think of Kenny Pickett and you think, oh, maybe we can be a wild card one day with him or something. Like you said, you got to think about what the upside is. And isn't that why the Chicago Bears are going to make the change? Yeah, Justin Fields is good. Yes, he's got a lot of potential. No, he's not terrible. But we think Caleb Williams is better than he is.
Well, yeah, and I think to a couple of points you made, the market is going to dictate the value, right? And I also think like the collective bargaining agreement that was made about a decade ago was enacted essentially so that, you know, you didn't get penalized for drafting Sam Bradford and have to wait 5 years. I mean, Jamarcus Russell set
the rookie quarterback deal
10 years. Yeah, right. That now you got guys. Mac Jones, the Patriots are picking in the top three. They just drafted Mac Jones 2 years ago. They're going to probably move on. The 49ers.
Well, same with Pickett.
Trey Lance. We're moving on.
Yeah. There used to be a 5 year sort of thing. Now it's like, nah, you got one or two, and like, if it's fair or not. So what about like another one, similar situation? What's your take? I see a lot of mock drafts with the Giants taking a quarterback. I don't believe it, Rick. I don't think they do it. Like, they're on the hook with Jones still, at least for another year. He's going to be there. They're not going to eat that money. And is he good enough? It's one of those deals. He's not bad, but is he good enough? I don't think you think he is.
Have the Giants made the playoffs with Daniel Jones? I can't remember. They made it last year. They won a game.
Yeah, they did, and they got smoked. They did once, and they got smoked. Right. You're right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, listen, the body of work tells
they really
me
got
that
killed, too. Didn't they lose, like, 53-7 or something stupid like that?
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
And, again, I think the problem is, like, can you win ball games with Daniel Jones? Yes. Can you win a Super Bowl with Daniel Jones? I don't think so, you know. And I think the Giants have so many other dilemmas, like, they're not.
That's my deal, Rick. They're not that good, the Giants. So it's not just Daniel Jones. They're not a quarterback away from winning. That's the thing with that team.
Well, they've been revamping the offensive line for the past decade. Okay, they paid a quarterback $20 million last year. They got all these holes.
Dude,
they can't find a playmaker.
They're terrible at the draft. They're bad at the draft, aren't they? Like, they always just like they dude. Going back, I swear to God, check the damn tape. I was flipping out. I'm like, guys, you can get your new Lawrence Taylor and Micah Parsons. He's right here. You can take him. Well, we got character concerns about him. So instead, you let the Cowboys get him. So instead, you let a division rival get him. And you traded down to take Kadarius Toney. Because yeah, there's no character issues there, Rick. Like, dear God, bro. Like, they're a disaster, this team.
That was the year after they traded up to take DeAndre Baker after the trade.
Oh, yeah, the kid that robbed people at the poker game. Yeah, that kid.
So he was training for the combine down in Florida. The trainer said, yo, DeAndre Baker showed up for the first day, and we never seen him since. We don't know where he is. We can't get a hold of him. No wonder
he was too busy robbing people at poker games.
Right. DeAndre
Baker out of Georgia, just to refresh people, he was good in college in the Georgia Bulldog, but whatever. So he was a Georgia Bulldog, good offensive back, got to the NFL, got lit up hard as a rookie. Like, he got torched out on the field. And then in the offseason, he got upset about a poker game in Miami that went wrong, and he showed up with his boys with a bunch of guns and stuff after. So, yeah, there was another first-round pick. First-round pick.
Yeah. Buckle up, man. Eric Flowers, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So, you know.
So what do you think they do? What do you think they do with that fifth pick then?
I do believe that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are on the hot seat, and so they don't have the time to necessarily – they got their kind of
sixth pick,
grace period. When Daniel Jones was injured, they got the extra extension, that grace period with Daniel Jones. Now they have no choice. They're all in. They're tied to Daniel Jones. They're tied at the hip. They got to win with him or it's game over.
I said fifth because I was thinking of the
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chargers and Brock Bowers, but Brock Bowers would be good on the Giants too, but Brock Bowers would be good on any team. Like, to be
honest. There's just too many other teams. There's too many other needs. I don't think you're going to take Brock Bowers ahead of one of the wide receivers. You know, they need playmakers.
Malik Nabers is a name that we hear a lot. We'll hit this some more on the other side with Rick. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Twisted Tuesday continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The countdown to the Combine is on. It begins on Monday in Indianapolis, and I don't know how much longer it's going to be in Indianapolis, actually. There's been talk about moving it around, sort of like the National Football League draft, because it's just so big right now. But the quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, the real showcase day is going to be Saturday, March 2nd. And we've spent a lot of time talking about Caleb Williams and Drake May, and the quarterback's going to be going, you know, in the potential top five. But Spencer Rattler is a player that I'm very interested in seeing how he does in Indianapolis. I expect him to do well. He had a great Senior Bowl week. He stuck out the most at the Senior Bowl week against all those other big-time quarterbacks there. And what I like about Rattler is he's faced adversity already in his career. A lot of these college quarterbacks, the blue-chip kids, will come into the National Football League. They haven't faced adversity in their personal lives, in their professional, like, playing lives. They haven't lost a lot of games, right? Things have come easy to them. They've been treated with kid gloves and really, you know, like, look at the way Caleb Williams has been treated compared to the way Spencer Rattler's been treated. Spencer Rattler was a five-star recruit coming out of high school, went to Oklahoma, ended up losing his job, all right? Ended up losing his job. Had some maturity issues early, sort of was that spoiled blue chip. He was on a reality TV show as a teenager, as high school and stuff. So he was sort of that spoiled diva quarterback, except he was humbled. He lost his job in Oklahoma. He goes to South Carolina, not the best team, not the most talent around him. And all he did is run around and make plays and beat big-time quarterbacks and big-time teams, bro.
That's right, Gabe. I thought he was the best quarterback down in Mobile. I think he's going to carry that momentum into Indianapolis. And as you were talking, as a matter of fact, I just got my notification that I'm approved for my credentials. So always appreciate that. I've been the pool reporter for the Associated Press the last several years. They've allowed me inside the combine. They allow the fans in the combine, but not the media. I've been lucky enough to be inside the combine for those passing drills. So I'm looking forward to Spencer Rattler putting on a show because he has that arm. He has that mobility. You're right. The way Caleb Williams and Spencer Rattler behave, one guy gets coddled. The other guy, literally, to your point, they question his manhood. They question his maturity. But Spencer Rattler has won big games. He's had big-time passing performances. And guess what? He's risen to the occasion against top 25 caliber teams. If you look at his numbers and his performance against top-ranked competition, I think it's probably the best amongst this year's draft class. So I feel like, you know, he's kind of become the Rodney Dangerfield of this year's draft. You think back and say, well, who's this year's Dak Prescott? Who's this year's Aiden O'Connell? I think Spencer Rattler's that guy where, you know, he's not going to go on day one. He's probably going to go somewhere before the end of day two, but he's going to outperform and last a lot longer than some of the guys taken ahead of him. But that being said, the guy that I want to see throw the most is J.J. McCarthy, because I don't know why, Gabe, I go on all these different talk shows Everybody wants to test and question whether or not J.J. McCarthy's a franchise quarterback. And I'm like, pump the brakes. What don't you like about J.J. McCarthy? Please let me know, because I want to find out. And I hear things like, they had to run the ball a lot. He doesn't have the best size. All right, well, if you don't like his frame, you don't like the system he played in, that's fine. But J.J. McCarthy is a heck of a thrower. He's a heck of an athlete. This guy, if you go search his film, he's got throws on there where he's rolling out opposite hash mark into tight windows. He has the confidence to throw the ball downfield. I don't know. I like everything the kid brings to the table. I think he's going to shine at the combine.
He had the third best quarterback rating in the country, 89.2. He completed 72.3% of his passes. And in critical situations against elite defenses, he was a starting quarterback for the Michigan Wolverines for 2 years. So let me just ask people that somehow believe that he's not great and he was just along for the ride with Michigan. When's the last time Michigan won a national championship? Before this year. Yeah, exactly. 1997, jackasses. Right? Was that a coincidence? That's a coincidence, right? That he showed up and then suddenly they were unbeatable. He was 27-1 in 2 years. The one game they lost was in a semifinal to TCU, and he played well in that game, actually. The wheels fell off early defensively for Michigan in that football game. And I've heard the same things about his size. Dude, he's 6'3", 202 pounds. Rick, he turned 21, bro, the week after they won the national championship. He's not 24. He's not 25. Have you guys ever heard of a weight room? You ever, like, really? Like, he's 20 years old and on his frame? because he's never going to get any bigger and stronger at all, right, Rick, at all? He can't put on any weight after when he gets into the NFL. He's just a mobile, great athlete, bro. Like, prototypical. Like I said, he's not too tall, not too short, perfect size. He's mobile. He's accurate. He's got a strong arm as well. You know, there's some things he can work on as far as his mechanics are concerned, sure. But this kid's a winner, and I think he'll be the one down the road 5 years from now. He'll be the one playing in conference championship games. He'll be the one. And he won a state championship with Nazareth High School in Illinois. They're not some football power or something, right? Then he went to IMG, and he didn't lose a game. And then he went to Michigan, and he lost one game over the years. So he must be the luckiest guy ever, Rick, that the fact is that he never loses everywhere he's been. I guess everybody on Nazareth was amazing except him, right? And you know IMG. Everybody's good there, bro.
No, I think there's some credence to what you're saying. He's done it at every level. He's a proven winner, right? And I'll tell you what, I think he's going to run faster than maybe half of the running backs out there in Indianapolis. And it's sad to say that that's probably what it's going to take to maybe restart the media hype train. But to me, like, New England Patriots, they're having a real conversation right now about whether or not J.J. McCarthy's the guy. Because I tend to agree with you, Gabe. Like, when we're doing this show,
they did pretty well with another Michigan Wolverine quarterback, too, that was supposedly not very athletic coming into the league, right?
not too shabby. And I don't think anybody would question it. And I'll even say this. 10 years from now, when we're doing the sports rage, and we come back and say, who was the most successful quarterback from this year's draft class, it would not surprise me at all if it's J.J. McCarthy.
The question is, where is he going to go in the draft? I had him penciled in to Minnesota, and I was the first one up. Like, after the championship game, after I had like 22 drinks and I was waxing poetic, I was like, I'm going to follow. I'm going to be J.J. McCarthy fan. I'm going to be a fan of whatever team he goes to, man. Like, in the NFL, I love this kid. And I was like, he's going to be a Minnesota Viking. I just sort of had a vision. He's going to be a Minnesota Viking. And it makes a lot of sense. They draft 11th. But everything that you just said, I'm buying the hype as well. I don't think he's going to last to 11. Like, if you're going to want to get J.J. McCarthy, you might have to trade up in the draft to do it now. And or he's going to go, like, top three, top five type deal. Like, you know what I mean? Like, New England will pull the trigger or something. It wouldn't shock me. I really wouldn't try. Everyone's elevated Jaden Daniels to number two. Are you buying into that? Is he like a lock now to be two or three?
Well, I think, you know, if you're playing tomorrow, you like Drake May. If you're playing 5 years from now, you might prefer Jaden Daniels. So I think you really have to take that into consideration. I think that Drake May is the better quarterback to step in and start from day one. I think Jaden Daniels has the upside to develop into a better quarterback long term, but there's going to be some work required. So, you know, Drake May has the higher floor. Jaden Daniels has the higher ceiling. I'll take the guy that I know I can win with right now. Hope for the best. I think Drake May just has too many dominant traits, football IQ, pocket poise, experience, scheme versatility, not to take him number two. So I do flip-flop because I was here last week saying Jaden Daniels had moved above my board, but I think it's really a team-by-team, case-by-case situation, you know, as is the NFL draft. That's why it's such a beautiful thing.
One thing that really catches my eye, and I look forward to seeing how the wide receiver process plays out in Indianapolis, because this is a deep class of wide receivers. Everybody just talks about Marvin Harrison all the time, and rightfully so, but there's a lot of excitement about Worthy out of Texas. There's a lot of hype about Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina as well. What's your take on some of these wide receivers besides Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Yeah, well,
Malik,
you know,
Nabers, another one.
Yeah, Nabers is a big-time dynamic playmaker. Rome Odunze is somebody who I like as my number two wide receiver because I just think he's big, he's physical, he's explosive, he returns kicks. He's a good dynamic punt returner. So that boosts Odunze above Nabers just slightly for me. I think they're both top 10 candidates. And I think you're going to see a bunch of wide receivers here kind of clustered. You talked about Xavier Worthy, who has like 4.3 speed. Then you got a guy like Keon Coleman and Johnny Wilson out of Florida State.
But size guys, point, yeah.
Yeah, Leggett, though, he was a guy they kind of questioned whether or not he can run the whole route tree. He went down to Mobile. He did his thing. He ran fast. He ran all the routes. He caught all the balls thrown in his direction. And I would say it was refreshing to see some new wide receivers kind of steal some of the limelight because I thought Roman Wilson actually had the best change of direction.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
An ability to separate, create separation in small area spaces. That was Roman Wilson all week long.
Michigan Wolverines. But we gotta get out of here, Rick. Quickly.
Bad is gonna blow the roof off of Lucas Oil Stadium first round.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Shout out to our boy Rick Saratella. Always great talking football with Rick, and there's a lot of stuff to talk about. And I've been bringing up the odds pretty much on a nightly basis, and it's amazing how fluid they are. They change, right? These aren't point spreads, man. They're not set in stone. And all it takes is like one report, and I've told you guys this. This is why I like betting these type of props and the draft a lot, because the sports books really have no clue. And all they're doing is following social media and reports, which 99.9% of the time aren't true. Right? So there was a report, Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. He was the one that said the Pittsburgh Steelers like Justin Fields and that Mike Tomlin's always liked Justin Fields. Suddenly the Pittsburgh Steelers became favorites for Justin Fields. Justin Fields scratched the Chicago Bears from his social media accounts, and for some reason suddenly the Atlanta Falcons became plus 100 to land Justin Fields. Right? So basically, you're not going to win every one of these plays, but you can sort of just stockpile a bunch of plus money plays that make sense at the time. Like a good example was, we all know that Justin Fields to the Falcons makes a hell of a lot of sense. Last night when we were talking about it, it was like plus 350. Well, not anymore, right? It's plus 100 right now. And all it'll take is one report that another team likes him to swing the odds. So you sort of try to stockpile a bunch of plus 300s, 400s, you know, plus 250s, as many as you can. And then you just wait for them all to cash when it's all said and done. So looking at the updated numbers right now, as far as some of these player props are concerned, let's get you up to date with Justin Fields. And I don't know, Justin Fields did an interview today on a podcast, but they're hyping it up. They're going to air it tomorrow, I think, or on Thursday or something, about him scrubbing, you know, the Bears. And he, oh, well, let me tell you about that. And so whatever, we're in that season right now. But as far as Justin Fields is concerned, what team will it be on in September? The Atlanta Falcons are plus 100 right now. The Steelers are plus 300. It's funny that the Bears are plus 800 when the Bears were like plus 250 last night. And I told you guys, that's ridiculous, because it's not a hope in hell he's going to be on the Bears. So the Bears are plus 800. So in other words, if you're one of the people out there and you're part of the camp that thinks that the Chicago Bears are going to trade the first pick and they're going to keep Justin Fields, then you can get that right now at plus 800. And as I just stated, I don't have a problem with it, of stockpiling these picks. In fact, I'm going to grab a piece. Listen, you get a piece of him to stay with the Bears at plus 800. I think they're going to trade the pick. But now you've got 800 in your back pocket. Now we can attack. All right, where's he going to end up? You can go big on Atlanta. The thing with Atlanta is it makes a ton of sense. They need a quarterback. They need to upgrade a quarterback. Desmond Ridder clearly was not the answer. Heineke's not the answer. They have good talent. It's a winnable division. You know what I mean? They get a good quarterback. They're Super Bowl contenders just because the NFC sucks. So, right, they'll be right in the mix in the playoffs. Look, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers made the playoffs this year. Right? So, you know, we see, you know, that Tom Brady went to this division and won. If they get a good quarterback, they can be competitive. But maybe they don't think Justin Fields is the guy, right? Just because we're projecting this on the Atlanta Falcons. Maybe, listen, the Falcons are picking eighth in the draft. For all we know, the Falcons think that, you know what, we love this guy, and he's going to be there at eight, and he's going to be our new quarterback. We don't know, right? We're projecting Justin Fields on the Falcons because it makes sense. And, oh, yeah, he happens to be from the area. But they didn't draft him, right? They didn't draft him. They knew he was from the area. They had a chance to. They didn't draft him. It was also thought that the Atlanta Falcons would be in play for Lamar Jackson, and they weren't. So they've shown a hesitancy. You know, they haven't shown that they're in some urgent, like, need to sign some big-time quarterback. They seem to, like, try to, you know, I don't know what their theory is. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. Maybe now it'll be different. Will Arthur Blank think differently about this? But there's no guarantee that they're in love with Justin Fields. We're projecting that on them. I do believe that Justin Fields will get dealt, but at plus 800, that's worth a back pocket play. Because I personally, and I don't know, like, I have nothing. There's no, I'm not trying to, you know, break any news here or anything like that. But I personally think that Williams would prefer to be on Washington. Chicago's, you know, quarterbacks go to Chicago to die, right? And it's not like Washington's some great spot either, but he's from Washington. You know, he's from Washington, and oh, yeah, they just hired Cliff Kingsbury, right, to be the offensive coordinator, who was the offensive coordinator at USC. So he's worked with Cliff Kingsbury. He's buddies with Cliff Kingsbury. And Kingsbury just got hired by the team that Caleb Williams' hometown happens to be, who happened to have the second pick in the draft. Like, if there's a team that could move up and make it happen, it would. And if you're Chicago, it's a good spot, because you could take a couple of draft picks away from Washington in the future, and you're only moving down one spot. So you're still in control. If you don't want the quarterback, you can get whoever the hell you want after. You get Marvin Harrison, you get Brock Bowers, you get whoever you wanted after, right, to actually help Justin Fields. So just because these odds say plus 100 right now doesn't mean that Justin Fields is going to be an Atlanta Falcon. So, like I said, you sort of have to think outside the box of to like, all right, you know, where am I getting value now? There's no value with the Falcons at plus 100. The Steelers at plus 300. I've never bought in that the Steelers are going to do it in the first place. The Patriots at plus 600. It doesn't make sense for the Patriots. They have the third overall pick in the draft. The thing with Justin Fields is I don't think everybody loves him. And number two is he's going to get paid. He's going to make a lot of money soon. So if you're the New England Patriots, you're rebuilding anyways. You just say, all right, we'll get a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal here. We're not going to trade picks and stuff for Justin Fields. So that doesn't make any sense. The Broncos at 12-1. The Broncos have already traded away a bunch of picks, right, for Russell Wilson. And they still have Russell Wilson that they got to get rid of. So I don't know if they're going to I think the Broncos, I can see the Broncos drafting a quarterback. Like I said, if J.J. McCarthy is there at 12, the Raiders are 12-1. They're kind of interesting at 12-1 just because the Raiders, I do think the Raiders are due to make a splash at the quarterback position, right? They've gone the veteran route and the Jimmy G stuff and, like, you know, the no-name stuff with Aiden O'Connell and who was the other kid that they had out of Baylor that came over from the Patriots? You know what I'm talking about? That played after Carr. They need a real quarterback. They need a franchise quarterback. They need a face like of the franchise. Like, think if they had like a CJ Stroud on the Raiders right now, right? So do the Raiders say, you know what? We've got money. The Raiders do have money under the cap. People always question Davis and how much money he has, but the Raiders technically do have money under the cap here, especially now due to the fact that Jimmy G failed the drug test. They can just get rid of him now, and it won't, you know, they got the money. So Kirk Cousins to the Raiders makes sense, more so than Justin Fields. Like, you know what I mean? Justin Fields is still somewhat developmental, right? Kirk Cousins, you know what you're getting with Kirk Cousins. You got Devontae Adams. If you're the Raiders, you can say, you know what, point blank, we'll just have Kirk Cousins drop back and bomb it to Devontae Adams. I can see the Raiders liking Kirk Cousins, and the Raiders have money for it. So just for the record, the Raiders are plus 800 for Kirk Cousins. Like, this is a good example here. It's just sort of bad number. Kirk Cousins is minus 225 to go back to the Vikings. There's not a hope in hell he's going to be on the Vikings next year. Like, the Vikings are clearly rebuilding. They're not going to pay this guy $50 million a year to be a mediocre football team, right? They want to get a new quarterback. They want to, like, rebuild this thing and, you know, get a new face in a franchise and a rookie deal and all that. So I don't understand. So, like, by definition that he's minus 225 to go back to Minnesota, like, you're almost getting value with everybody else suddenly, because I don't think he's going to be on Minnesota. In the same way I said last night, I thought it was crazy the Bears were plus 250 for Justin Fields. Now it's plus 800. That makes more sense. So, like, Kirk Cousins will not be back on the Vikings. So the question is, where does Kirk Cousins end up? Like, that's why I'm saying Justin Fields plus 100 to Atlanta is not a good bet now. When maybe Atlanta's thinking, you know what? Let's get a veteran quarterback and Kirk Cousins, and we're going to win a division, and we're going to go to the playoffs. And, you know, Kirk Cousins is plus 400 to be on the Falcons. He's plus 800 to be on the Raiders. I think those are the two front runners for Kirk Cousins right now. And same thing, you know, you got odds for Mike Evans. And I don't think Mike Evans is going to be back with the Bucs. But Russell Wilson's another one. Russell Wilson's the wild card. Suddenly the Pittsburgh Steelers are plus 150 for Russell Wilson. Mike Tannenbaum, former Jet GM, ESPN NFL analyst, he had a take earlier in the week. He said that nobody's going to make Russell Wilson their starter. I don't believe that, personally. I disagree with that. I respect his opinion, but I disagree with that. I think that Russell Wilson will end up being a starter. The question is where. But at the same point in time, does Pittsburgh say, you know what? We could bring Russell Wilson in. he could compete with Kenny Pickett, and whoever's better wins the job. But the problem with that is they're both kind of equally sort of average. So that's kind of a problem when you have two average dudes battling it out. But the Pittsburgh Steelers are suddenly in a favor for Russell Wilson. I could see it sort of, but not enough to bet it at plus 150. The Falcons for Russell Wilson at plus 350, you got to remember, like, Kirk Cousins is going to get paid like $50 million a year. Russell Wilson's already been paid, and everybody knows the situation, right? It's like, listen, dude, you're filthy rich. You made a ton of money. You got a massive guaranteed deal, like, and a bunch of money up front from Denver. And you're not as good as you used to be, so there's no way in hell we're paying you 50 or 40. Like, we're not paying you that type of money. Look, Baker Mayfield just played for $4 million this past year and made it to the playoffs. All right? He's due for a big raise, obviously. I'm not saying that Russell Wilson's going to accept $4 million a year, but he's not in any position to break your cap or break the bank. You know what I'm saying? So even though you might think, and I might look at Russell Wilson and say, well, he's not what he once was, teams will look at him and say, you know, he's better than what we have, and he won't cost that much, and we don't even have to give up anything for him. So Russell Wilson's definitely going to be in a mix as sort of plan B and plan C after some of these other players are taken, right? Teams miss out in the draft. Teams miss out on Kirk Cousins. So it'll be interesting to see how all this plays out, and it'll all start in a couple of days at the combine. But these updated numbers right now, I think that the Kirk Cousins numbers are worth a look here. Kirk Cousins to the Raiders at 8-1. Kirk Cousins to the Falcons at 4-1. All it'll take is one stupid report on Twitter and about him going to the Raiders, and suddenly the Raiders will be plus 300 only.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
.60 right now for St. Mary's. St. Mary's are up by 4 with 3:02 left in the basketball game. They're up a 4 spot. So the total, we've got over 132.5. I also played, I laid 7.5 at the half with St. Mary's. They're up 4, and I also played over 124.5 at the half. So we're already at 124. That's going to hit. Hopefully we can get potentially a split here, but I'd like just to make sure we get that over 132.5. So we talked about the college football playoff format a little bit earlier, the new playoff format. Our boy Joe Lisi was on the Pharrell Show earlier in the day. Today, Joe's going through college football withdrawals, man. He's already looking forward to the Heisman Trophy. He's nuts.
Quinn Ewers and Carson Beck at plus 750. Will Howard, Dylan Gabriel, Jalen Miller. Look at this. What do we got here, Joe? Heisman odds for you.
Carver, that list is loaded in regards to quarterbacks. Dylan Gabriel is the one quarterback that stands out because of Bo Nix and the type of progression that he had transferring from Auburn with Dan Lanning, 18-1. And think about what Dylan Gabriel did in regards to big games. Knocked off Texas. Texas made it to the college football playoff. But, you know, Milroe's interesting. New coaching staff with DeBoer and all those transfers. The one that stands out for me are the two bottom ones. I don't like Nussmeier because I still think he's a little inconsistent. It doesn't have the RPO that Jaden Daniels did, but I love Jackson Dart, baby. Going now with Lane Kiffin in year number 3, sky is the limit. I think Ole Miss is loaded. They lose Junkins. It doesn't matter. He could put up dynamic numbers They were a 10-win football team last year, got the win over Penn State. I'm telling you, they have a legitimate shot to make the college football playoff at 18-1. That is great value for Jackson Dart.
One thing about the Heisman Trophy, the favorites never win. It's always like somebody. I mean, when Joe Burrow won the Heisman, he was like 190-1 that year. Oftentimes, players will come out of the dark and steal it. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.